you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
good energy. Good Memorial Day energy, everybody. USA!
USA! USA! USA!
They're talking to me. They're calling me an SA.
Yeah, USA.
USA, get down on the ground.
Everybody, it is the Legion of Skanks podcast. You're here live at the comedy club that's called The Stand in Union Square. I got that backwards. What the fuck? Of course. It just got weird in here.
Temple,
now.
Temple, this is crazy, dude. You can't just show up 20 minutes late. We invited other people on the show now.
I see.
Sit down. We have a fifth mic, but now when Derek gets here, now we don't have a sixth mic. You black piece of shit. You make me fucking sick, dude. Why are you so black about this?
What do you mean? What am I supposed to do?
We tried calling you. We texted.
I was in the train. The train stopped at every stop and sat there with the doors open.
Yeah, but when you're going to be late, you would call somebody or text them and let them know, hey, I'm going to be running a little bit late.
You've never been on time since I've known you.
Damn it. God damn it, Lewis.
There was no way I expected this to be going on right now.
God damn it. That's a fuck nominal excuse.
A fuck nominal excuse?
It's a fuck nominal excuse.
That's a fuck nominal word.
Yeah, well, I don't have time for fucking phenomenal. It's fuck nominal. Everybody, I'm your host, Big J. Okerson. We are down one skank because Davey is somewhere all up in your ribs talking politics.
All the skanks aren't even here.
Did he become president this past weekend? What happened with Dave? I don't even know.
I tried to Google, like, Dave Smith. I know he's not president, but did he get the nomination for his
what is
I feel like he wouldn't tell us and then just have some big news like that.
I don't know what he is. Is he the president of libertarians?
That's...
Oh, man.
Is that what he is?
I don't know.
You guys have beards. You look liberty-like.
Right?
Folks, what is Dave Smith?
He knows where he is. He kind of announced that he's been wishy-washy the whole time.
Go kick him out right now.
Can yeah, right?
I was actually testing to see what type of faggot would know what's going on with Dave Smith's political career. You fucking loser.
That kind.
You bitch.
Everybody, you know that aggressive with for no reason with the audience behavior. That's coming from... The Puerto Rican rattlesnake, everybody, Luis J. Gomez.
Hey! I'm going to run against Dave Smith.
You should. Dude, you against Dave Smith in actual politics is hilarious.
I'll destroy him.
Everybody, we have one half of our proposed guests for the day. You know him from the No Need for Apologies podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network, everybody. How about it for the hilarious Dave Temple joining us?
What's up?
For the first time on the Legion of Skanks, everybody, I want you to give a big welcome from the On the Gate podcast, everybody. Make some noise for the hilarious Gio Perez and Derek Drescher, everybody.
Yeah.
These guys stepped up.
Derek is here.
Derek and Dave failed. These guys stepped up.
Yeah.
Can we get a sixth microphone? This is going to be a really crazy show. It's happening.
Yeah.
We knew at least.
Minorities?
At least, man. Derek Gaines had the fucking respect to let Dylan know he was running 20 minutes late.
What are the odds that on a Legion of Skanks episode, I'd be the only white person on it?
Finally.
Yeah.
And I'm Jewish. A lot of white people wouldn't even say that. So
pull the camera out a little bit. We are celebrating Juneteenth early.
Oh, yeah.
How uncomfortable is Jay? Look at him.
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah.
Yep.
There should be a painting called The Last Snack.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're gonna have to pull it out. There we go.
The last dab cipher. Everybody joining the show, the other half of the No Need for Apologies podcast, everyone, it's the hilarious, the incomparable Derek Gaines.
Yeah. Derek Gaines, the great boy.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Thank
great
you so much.
Boy.
It's good to see everybody.
What is it?
What a, it's just weed. It's what a flippy flop. We knew Derek was coming late. We couldn't get a hold of Dave at all. Then Dave showed up and Derek came after him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of how it works. Not always there when you call, but always on time, you know?
It's going to be...
Absolutely.
It's going to be... Listen, we have an incredible show planned today. Today, we will finally talk about libertarian politics without Dave Smith.
Right.
We're going to get to the bottom of what's going on with the Libertarian Party and the Mises Caucus.
And whatever other words I've heard Dave say.
I don't know.
Build your own roads, queer America.
I don't know. That's the thing I don't understand about libertarianism.
To build your own roads?
No, I'm like, dude, how are we going to have roads? He was like, dude, some rich guy will just build them. I was like, but why wouldn't he say that he has to butt fuck me anytime I cross his road?
Wow.
That's what I would do. If I built my own roads, I would literally make people pull their assholes out and I would have to fuck them in the ass in order to use
my
road.
Something. some sort of sexual humiliation on a highway, at a highway toll.
Highway 69.
Yeah, nice.
Hell yeah.
Runs through the whole country and I'm at every gate.
Dude, do you realize how long the line for that toll would be? What, you're fucking every guy?
I have to recharge for like 3 hours.
You don't have to fuck every guy. I thought it was more just a present. You know what I mean?
I put my dick in their ass. I don't have to come with every guy.
No. You just gotta make entry.
Jay, yeah. You know that I make love though.
I know it's true.
Yeah.
You can't just aggressively fuck someone. That's why I'm glad you were never in jail. They're not gonna understand when you start caressing faces and shit. You're supposed to be pounding ass in a shower.
If I was ever raped in jail, I would literally start kissing the guy deeply and passionately. And holding his hand and telling him that I want to be with him, telling him that he's beautiful.
No,
he'd say
that's
fantastic.
Not,
what do you think is going to turn him
go
off?
Like
he's
that.
A great.
Yeah. That so, would, no, it would be a turnoff.
He'll lean into it.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, so Gio and Derek, they do a podcast called On the Gate. These guys are both ex-cons, and they're real ass. And they're very funny, and they've been on the Real Ass podcast before, and they were hanging out here tonight, and they came in and saved the day, which is fucking awesome because they're hilarious. But have you guys seen a bunch of gay shit in jail? What's the gayest shit you've seen in jail?
Wow.
Yeah, I did. I saw
my mugshot.
Wow.
Why, did you have a lollipop in your mouth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Twirling gum out of my mouth.
I caught two dudes sucking each other off in the shower.
At the same time?
At the same time, yeah.
69.
69?
Yeah, 69. And I heard the sound. I was like, what is that, like a broken pipe? And I was like, no, that sounds too familiar.
Flying 69. Oh, I get those confused a lot.
Yeah, because if you saw them both doing it, that means you stayed around.
I mean, I was offended by what I saw. I won't lie. But yet... So in the joint, if you got to be... Like, you can't be gay on the down low. You got to be out. We force you to be out. Or if we find out you're gay.
Like Florida.
Yeah, we'll fuck you up. If we find out you're gay later.
So it's like you have to say gay. It's very progressive.
We have to know you're gay.
Yeah, you have
to.
You
got to
use
the
proper pronouns in prison.
You got to broadcast that shit.
Yeah. It got to be known.
You got to be real ass.
You got to be real ass.
If you're a fucking phony, you down low, they will fuck you up. But if you're gay... People are like, all right, you can get your dick sucked by that guy once in a while.
Yeah, so don't fake the front.
Yeah.
Don't fake the front.
Cool,
don't come in half stepping.
Holding hands in the yard, and you know, I've been witness to prison marriages and all that stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I presided over a few.
Is it really the baddest
ring bearer? Who bears the ring?
There isn't that thing of like the baddest.
They pick one of their favorite. The
baddest. Oh, dude, Gio, you would have been the flower girl.
Yeah. Nah, I want to be the ring boy.
Oh shit!
Is my mic on? All right.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, there's not a lot of an angry guy taking ass from a fucking guy. Is there enough guys in there that are just like? But isn't there enough guys in there that are just like, yeah, I will just do it?
Oh yeah. Did you don't have to? Absolutely. Yeah. Like all the sexual acts I saw in prison were with consent and very passionate. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
First hand.
I feel like rape.
Were you hired? It sounded like you were hired to sing R&B behind them or something.
There was a kid that we used to make sing. Yeah, the voice of an angel. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. This kid, Kenneth.
Hey, would you mind?
But that was just because you guys believed in him, right?
Yeah. No. He wouldn't want to sing. We'd be like, sing, motherfucker. He'd be like, all right.
He's like, do Casey and JoJo. I'm about to fuck my celly.
Life. life.
Yep. All my life.
So, yo, if anyone asks, tell him a steam pipe burst.
Yeah. Dude, raping a guy, I feel like raping a guy one-on-one is goddamn near impossible.
I mean, dude, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, it's got to be fear-based. Yeah, it's like a lot of rape, I say. Eventually, you just got to go,
I mean,
right,
if a man is able to physically overpower you and rape you, it's like,
listen, you might be able to get your dick in my butt, but you're not going to be able to keep it there against my will. Yeah.
I will say, if I was responsible, like if I ended up running against Dave Smith and I'm responsible for the laws in this country, I will say if another man can rape you, he should be able to legally get away with it. It's the law of the land. If you can't defend your own butt from full-fledged raping.
I like that.
I think that's somebody the way it goes in general, though, right?
Somebody get the chisel out. Let's change
Let's
that
go!
Statue of Liberty.
I agree. I second that motion.
Wow. Give us your tire and your porn. If you could rape another motherfucker,
yeah. You deserve
legal.
It.
Yeah, he deserved it, exactly.
You have
it.
It's all above board.
It will be peaceful times. Everyone's going to be walking around very paranoid. Yeah. Nobody's going to fuck with anybody.
It's like high school all over again when people were scared of the ball tap. So they would just cover their nuts in the hallway all morning long? Yeah.
Well, you know, Dave's got the theory that if everyone has a gun, crime goes down because everyone's worried about somebody else having a gun.
Yeah.
But if you know a couple people will just aggressively rape you as a man.
Yeah. That'll keep that you
might,
in line.
I'd be a little more worried about that.
I'll keep you in check.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah.
Like, this guy might have a gun, or he could just rape
Does Dave believe in gun control? I don't even know what Dave believes in. He's one of my best friends in the world, and I don't know if he believes whether or not people should be able to have guns. I think he does, right?
Libertarians want, they don't want their guns taken away.
From the last I talked to Dave about this, which was a long time ago.
He's extremely pro-life, and that's why everyone needs guns.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
yeah.
Dave's that makes platform. Sense.
He's pro new life. Platform. He wants to take out old life.
Yeah. It's his actual platform. Don't shoot the messenger, literally, with Dave's guns.
Yeah.
Am I on a libtard rant right now? What's going on? Is everyone upset with me?
God.
Is waitress all hot and bothered? What's up, waitress? Like, look at this, waitress. It's like a fucking black dad. Waitress, can you stand in the middle of all these brown people? It's like a black dad. You know that website, Blacked?
Blacked.
You don't know the website Blacked?
There wasn't enough space between you said you sound like one word. You said black dad, I thought.
No, blacked.
Yeah, blacked.
Yeah,
it.
No, blacked.
Blacked.
It.
Blacked.
Blacked.
Yeah.
Blacked.
Blacked.
Blacked. Space.
Black dad.
No, blacked, not
that
black
doesn't
dad.
Exist.
An ad for blacked.com.
An ad for blacked.com, fine. Wait, just come back for that. I can say it again. Stand in the middle. Look, it's like an ad for blacked.com. Yay.
Jay, put it over your shoulder.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And in small letters, it says, waitress goes airtight.
Dave's going to carry out the room over his shoulder. I've never seen that trailer.
What you got? Me and Lewis just got back from Key West this weekend together. And I don't know why you're clapping.
Yeah. I'm covered in chigger bites.
Yeah, Lewis is pretty lit up, actually.
You got bit by chiggers?
Chiggers and nosiums.
Yeah.
They've been attacking my body.
Is that a hard R or a soft A?
Yeah, chiggers, yes. You're allowed to, in Florida, you have to say the hard R.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
That's Asian thugs.
Nobody else in my crew got eaten alive by these little tiny non-visible mosquitoes, dude. Are those chiggers?
Yeah. Chigger, those are chiggers.
I think they were nosiums. Look up nosiums. You can't even see them. That's what they're called, nosiums.
Is that why?
Nosiums?
That's why, yes.
Oh, I thought that
no,
was
it's
like
a, it's like a slang name for them, nosiums.
They burrow into your skin.
Oh, they burrow into your skin?
Doggy,
you weren't kidding.
They fucking suck. They suck.
Yeah, Lewis.
So I'm covered all over my body. I look like I have monkeypox.
It might be monkeypox.
It might be
monkeypox.
I could have monkeypox.
Yeah.
We're all hoping it's these bugs.
Yeah. Dude, this is the second time I've gone to Florida and this has happened.
You were out in the woods?
Years ago. No, we were just like by the water. Huh. And apparently they're all over the Keys. And some people, they don't attack. And you know what I found out? It's not that they like my blood more. It's that they don't like your blood.
Totally.
They don't like you.
Oh, why would they? It's all full of delicious cheesesteak and shit. Yeah, that's the reason. That's the reason.
That's why they attack.
They must hate Diet Peach Snapple Iced Tea.
I was there in February, and I did not get bit by anything.
Nothing.
Not like that. Yeah,
exactly. Your cocoa butter or whatever else you were wearing. It made them not want to bite you.
On Memorial Day.
Is it cocoa butter? That's what it is. That's what keeps them away.
Maybe.
I would think cocoa butter draws.
Or mass panic for Jay.
What?
Manic Panic for Jay.
Hey.
You guys remember Manic Panic? Come on, guys, stay with me here. You guys remember Manic Panic from the 90s? It was the hair dye, you fucking dorks. Fuck everyone.
I like the insult was to make fun of people who wear Manic Panic and they don't know what it is. And you're like, you fucking nerds for not knowing.
Why are what are no-seums attracted to? No-seums are attracted to the center.
Oh, you're giving off poor poison constantly.
You have bad air quality.
CO2 trap will lure them over the premise of human flesh, only to trap them with a vacuum or adhesive. What is carbon dioxide? Is that fart?
Like chips.
It's what you breathe chips. Out.
It's what you breathe out, yeah.
When I breathe out, so I'm constantly exhaling, dude.
Yeah man. They smell that MMA on you.
It's pheromones, my manliness. You're right.
They smell all that dude on dude shit. And they want to burrow into that. That's what the fuck they want to do. They want to be a part of that arm bar.
They think I have AIDS. Yeah. Look, and heat. I sleep very hot.
Yeah.
I sleep. My body's constantly hot.
And then, hilariously, to protect himself while he slept, he wore full coverage, long sleeve, and long pants clothes.
I wore like compression pants
to make himself hotter and, ironically, more delicious to the no-see-ers.
Yeah, but they couldn't get in me, dude. They were just attacking my body. As soon as I went out in the morning, dude, I just started feeling little pricks everywhere on my arms and legs.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Them slow cook Lewis.
It sounds like Biden.
Slow cook.
You know, Lewis, did you think about maybe kissing them deeply and looking into their eyes?
Baked potato.
Pick the power back, dude. Take back the night.
Hey, guys. Listen, everyone in the studio, I know you guys are all fucking potheads. You guys love to get high. And most of you guys are over the age of 21. But out there in fucking internet land, I know you're all over the age of 21. And if you're living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, guess what? We have a great deal for you.
I thought we were doing the thing first. I'm stoned. Yay.
Oh, there you are.
What's up, dude? Sorry, I was on the wrong page. I was looking at the cold open.
Delta Vampire. Listen, we're down Dave Smith right now. We don't know where he's at. We think he became president. We're not sure.
Don't ask too many questions. He lives in the shadows.
Which you appreciate. You do love that.
I do love that about Dave. He's so mysterious. Is he the leader of his party? Or is he just some dude running around in a sweater?
We don't know. But either way, Delta 8 Vampire, I know you like to get really, really high on Delta 8 THC.
All day long,
dude. You love two things, getting high and drinking blood.
Hell yeah, watching Top Gun doing both.
Well, let me tell you something. If you want to get high on Delta 8 THC, it can be shipped right to your house in most states.
Lazy fuck.
Oh, they have gummies, they have vapes. What do you prefer, the gummies or the vapes?
Gummies, dude.
Stick your teeth into them, right?
Take them by the handful. Yeah, sometimes they get stuck up in there, you know?
I do understand.
I can't just use regular old, you know, toothpicks.
What do you do? How do you floss your vampire fangs?
I just go in the bathroom and do this a bunch.
Look, right now, go to yoDelta.com, and when you check out, use the promo code GAS.
I grow my fangs in and out really quick and see if it shakes it loose.
Use the promo code GAS. Save 25% off your entire order. Get Delta 8 THC that's really potent and strong, shipped right to your house. 25% off.
Yeah, I got one in there now, man.
Come on, dude. Okay. It's a call to action. It's the only thing you got to do. YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS for 25% off.
Can you see it?
I can see it.
Do you see it up there?
I see it.
Would you grab it? Is it gay?
Hold on, let me see.
Yes. Oh, that's great. Put it back in.
All right, where were we?
We went to, it's so hilarious. Me and Lewis had an argument all weekend. Well, not an argument, but a debate.
We've had this debate for a while.
We have. And it's great to have four other comedians here to discuss this because I bet everyone's got a firm opinion as I do. I'm a bag checker when I fly. I check a bag. Now, when you travel with somebody who doesn't check a bag, I get why that annoys them because you could be in for definitely 15, maybe up to a half hour extra at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
It can be the case.
Yeah.
Sometimes faster, usually faster, but it can be that. So I get it. However, my argument for doing that is as soon as I get to the airport, I get rid of my bag so I don't have to walk around the
airport.
Completely
self-serving.
I could also put... I have like a go bag of toiletries and stuff that I bring.
He refuses to get travel-sized toiletries. This is his argument.
Yes.
He needs Big J-sized toiletries.
That's right.
Everything's got to be weird. Big
I'm a large
Big J's
man.
Life.
I can't put no... I can't push...
I need 2 liters of deodorant.
a six-pack of Degree?
That's all of it.
He goes to Costco first.
He goes, where will I put my tub of hair, do you, Dad?
He's got a gallon of toothpaste.
But no, I have all regular size shit, and I pack that just to go in the bag. And I just like getting rid of it when I get to the airport, and it's worth it for me.
And his bag is obnoxious size. It's like a refrigerator. He's That's just moving around a refrigerator through the airport.
That's Christine's bag.
It's crazy. And both of them. They both have giant bags. Size. We're going away for 3 days in the Florida sun. Everyone's wearing the same pair of shorts the whole time.
You guys travel with a chick. It's fucking, you know.
No, so bring, I'm not on your side here, Jay.
I'm not at all.
And also,
Good, Lewis.
Well, and also, it's not like when Christine's not there, you don't travel like that. Whether the chick's there or not, you can't blame the chick on this. You do it without her.
No, you were saying specifically that bag.
Okay, regardless. It's a huge fucking bag. So as we're getting there, and here's the thing. We get off the plane, and they go, we're sort of hanging out or whatever. We're really not paying attention, but it's such a small airport that it's like the bags are coming out of literally one turnstile, right? And Jay goes out to smoke a cigarette. We come back in. Christine's kind of watching. But I guess we miss the bags go around the belt somehow. It's such a small plane.
5 minutes.
Somehow we miss it, and they take the bags. But then all of the airport employees disappear. So we're like, where's the bags? There's no bags.
It's a room this size.
It's fucking crazy. And nobody has it. There's a drunk bartender going, yep, you got to figure it out, man.
And here's the me and Lewis, like the nature of our relationship is so great. Like one of us has to not be the one going through the thing. So we can't come up with, we can't ask about where our bags are.
Even before you say that, like at this point, because I've told them don't check a fucking bag, I want to be like, oh, told you so, you fucking asshole. I'm glad you lost your bags. But he's so furious that he's ready to start punching windows in the airport. He's cursing.
I was like, does anybody fucking work here? And like the bartender was like, I do.
What do you need, young man?
And but the bags were there. It just took us, an extra 40 minutes easily just sitting there with no one knew anything that was going on in this podunk fuck Puka Shell, stupid airport. Yeah. It sucked. Now, that was going out there, checking a bag became a pain in the ass. Coming home this morning, me and Christine check our bags. We go to the airport. Lewis brings his bag carry-on. The way you board this plane is like the Beatles. You got to go. You have to walk out on the tarmac. I mean...
A long walk.
A quarter mile on tarmac.
It was a good 9-minute
like
walk.
A handsome walk.
And also, there's nothing hotter than tarmac under Florida, 90 Florida. Degrees.
Oh, this is that Key West and shit. Yeah.
No CMs are attacking my body.
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
Oh, I said, Lewis, if you put like a microscope on Lewis, he looks like Candyman. He's just covered.
Wow. Coming out of my mouth, I'm like,
yeah. Kill for me, no CMs.
Okay.
We do this fucking forever walk to the airplane, go up the steps and get on. Lewis gets on and goes, shit, I left my bag back in the thing. Wow. And the entire plane has to wait a good 10, 11, 12 minutes for Lewis to walk that whole trip back.
No, I didn't walk back. They wouldn't let me. I ran back, and then they grabbed me like I was trying to save my children from a school being shot up. They grabbed me, and they were like, no, you can't go, sir. And they held me there, and I was like, no, I need my bag. And like, we're going to get it. And I was like, you're never going to find it, you fucking psycho. They were the dumbest airport employees in the world. I thought there was no chance they were going to find this bag. And I just waited on the tarmac, huffing and puffing, for another 17 minutes, because that's how much the trip there and back
is. I took a nap between the time Lewis left. I said to Christina, I go, Lewis isn't back yet? She's like, no.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
He came back.
So this is the same trip.
Can I say? Can I say?
Carry on bags, this guy says.
Can I say? The argument of carry on bag versus check bag is sort of null and void because both of us got fucked on this.
Yeah.
And it's also a very specific thing that I forgot my bag, which could happen to anybody, whether you carry on a bag or check a bag. Carry on a bag, when you're hanging out with people that aren't carrying on bags, is obnoxious and it sucks.
Sure. Don't go anywhere with me ever again. I'm always going to check a bag, dude. 100% of the time. You're always carry on.
I'm always carry on.
Carry on.
Carry On.
Carry On. I know.
I mean, these guys also, everything they own is in just one rucksack.
Yeah, 100%
on their shoulder on a stick.
Even when you had the big
laundry bag. Like
even when you had the big crazy hair, you didn't need some product that was a little bigger than 3 ounces.
Nah, man, no, I'm still good.
I also buy product once I get there. Very
absolutely.
Often, I just go. I buy body wash.
Why not stop at a pharmacy?
Well, let me say something right now.
I buy that anyway. I buy wipes, body wash.
I hate to point out the obvious, but you guys seem to be having the minority take on this. And I'm giving you a white man with a couple of bucks in the bank answers. I'll check the bag. It's free. I'm in first class. Are you guys worried about paying $25 for your bag? Sorry, Premier Access.
Jay is racist. Jay is racist.
Not necessarily. That's
not
a nice little flex.
Not on Memorial Day.
That's a nice little flex.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, dude,
not
nobody,
bad.
Nobody agrees with you. Nobody checks a bag.
Yeah, no one at this table.
Clap your hands if you check a bag.
Golf clap.
Shut up, Christine.
It was mostly women.
It was mostly women, yeah.
Yeah, mostly
right. Women.
It's all women.
Yeah.
Clap your hands. Wait, hold on.
Girls, why guys great till they gotta be great? Yo, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch, even when I'm talking.
Go, Jay. Cheers to Jay. Well, goddamn.
I hate him.
He'll always just funny his way into an argument. Nobody agrees with him, but Jay wins.
Still won. He won.
Check your bag.
I'm still not checking
check
a bag,
your
but good
bags.
For Jay.
I'm cheering.
Check your bag.
No.
Check your bag.
No. No.
Derek, don't out-rhythm us with negativity.
Don't out-rhythm y'all. I was just going with what y'all was saying, you know.
Yeah, dude. Fine. No, I can't check a bag. I like to, and that's the first time I ever left my bag like that. Actually, I leave my bag. You know how they say if you see a bag, report it.
Yeah.
I leave my bag all the time. I just put it in a seat and I walk around the mall. I go
really.
I smoke weed in the bathroom. The bathroom that you, by the way, you can smoke weed in the bathrooms. They're family bathrooms that you can lock. You can smoke dabs in those bathrooms out of a dab pen. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Little known fact: you get high as fuck in the airport. And then, yeah, then I come back and the bag's always there. If somebody reported my bag, I would fight them at the airport. That's crazy.
Well, that's not going to help with the whole suspicious bag situation.
Yeah.
Suspicious. You report my bag, I'll fight you.
It's also, if you see a guy without bags walking around the airport, that's kind of suspicious.
Absolutely.
Like, I got nothing on me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You just named like 3 federal crimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. These guys know
I'm
about
smoking
crime.
Weed in the airport.
All federal charges.
Steal money out of the attendant plate.
Have you guys ever jerked off in an airplane bathroom?
No.
I've never.
Never?
Nah, fuck before I go.
I think Joe List said he did. We asked him this on Bonfire. I think he had.
Almost every time.
What?
You?
Almost every time.
You jerk off?
I got to get one out. I can't have that evil in me up in the air.
There's no way.
So when you get on the plane, you're like, let me go jerk off.
Hold on. Can you stand straight up in there?
Yeah, but you're a big guy, bro.
Yeah, that's a... Oh.
Have you ever jerked off on the plane?
When I jerk off on the plane in the bathroom...
Oh, in the plane.
In the bathroom.
Oh,
on the plane.
On the plane?
No, on the side of the plane, like christening it.
I thought you meant at the airport.
No, on the actual airplane.
Holding onto the emergency latch.
There's a gremlin on the wing jerking off. I swear, I'm not going
that
crazy.
That is some Twilight Zone movie shit. That is the Twilight. Lithgow was like, there's something on the plane.
It's Gomez on the side.
There's a little shake up. There's on the side of the plane.
I love a lightning strike illuminating the silhouette of Lewis pounding dick on a fucking wing of a plane.
And then you touch the dude's face with the hand you jerked off with.
Doggy, no, when I jerk off an airplane, every time after I nut, I get like a pounding headache for like 30 seconds.
Because the altitude.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on.
You got to drink water really fast when it replenish, dude. You're down fluid.
Yeah, because you're too far up. And any fluid you give off, your equilibrium going to be fucked
I bet
up.
You there's a scientist that can genuinely explain it.
Let's miss what it feels like.
Bill Nye has done an episode on that shit.
Yeah. Jerking off on a plane.
Jacking off 35,000 feet.
I bet if you look
up. It's probably going to be taxing.
I think you have to go. It's like, is it, what happens when you masturbate at high altitudes?
I jerked off when we were taxiing, ironically.
Did you jerk off today?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Why did you think about that long? It was hours ago.
I'm sorry that I had to think about it.
You didn't bless this plane?
I fly a lot.
But it was this morning.
I fly a lot in one day.
I flew a lot today. Flew there. You didn't see me. I flew home.
What I'm trying to think is, did I jerk off on the way there?
Did you?
I might have.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think I did.
You might have like a problem. Thing, you might have an overactive libido, bro. Yeah.
Is the dampened atmospheric pressure is said to increase orgasmic intensity. The higher you fly, the less your waitress.
Oh God, that means you're screaming in the bathroom. Yeah. Oh God! Oh my God! Oh, I'm getting hypoxia. Oh, it's mild, but it's here.
You said it's mild.
It's a mild.
Said you might get mild hypoxia.
It's mild.
Oh, oh, you get asshole. Hornier at higher altitudes? I get horny. Dude, I sit down in that chair, dude, my dick just start pumping, dude.
I will say, when I wear basketball shorts a lot when I fly, and ooh, I will say, oftentimes, just by hand, because, you know, you try to keep, you know, your arms in tight,
yeah,
and your hands sort of by your beans, and when I feel them there sometimes, I give them a little...
Yeah,
just a little rub on the nut bag.
You've
for some
never
reason.
Once jerked off on an airplane.
Never in my life. No, and I've been on a flight for 26 hours.
Clap your hands if you've jerked off on an airplane.
A lot of people have.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Fucking weird.
It's all my
real?
Staff.
I get it.
I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I just save it.
This is
and then just. Go fuck some chick.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't ever do it. I just haven't ever done it.
I will fucking.
I never thought to do it.
I will try to take over the airplane like a terrorist. I gotta do something with that energy, dude. I'm gonna
rattlesnakes on a plane.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, dude. I'll fucking threaten a flight attendant's life. I can't do that.
Good move.
Yeah.
That'll make things better.
So anyway, shout out to Comedy Key West, which was a really cool comedy club. If you
very
guys
cool.
are down in that area, check them out. That was great. Great show.
100-seat room.
Yeah.
We went one night to a... there's a clothing optional bar.
Yeah.
Called the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
That we went to. And we went for about 20 minutes. But it was really fun. There was some fun thing. Everyone, first of all... they sell it so bad locally that when you get there, it's nowhere near as bad as they
say. Well, they're like, you're like, oh, it's going to be all like, old, yuck, gross people. Gross. Don't go there. Yucko. And then we got there, and like, they were like, okay-looking people.
Yeah. Like, okay. It was like, there
what
was some,
the ratio
there was some good.
I didn't go.
It was 100 people there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Six people had a portion of their body out. Three dudes completely naked with big dicks.
The best thing I've ever seen, dude. This guy, this little short white dude, comes. He has like a handlebar mustache. He came in. I watched the whole process, but just catch okay. and go. He goes to the end of the bar where there's like, I don't know, like a little like area he was standing in, and he just like, he took his shirt off and then peeled down to dick out. I'm sitting there watching with Christine laughing. He puts his clothes up high and he goes up to the dance floor, and it's not a slow song playing, but it's not a song that would require like a fast dance, and he just went on the floor and started jumping and pointing his fingers up and just his fucking dork bouncing around. Dude, it was so funny.
Was he doing the helicopter with his dick?
There was no... both guys that had their dicks out had fucking great hangs, so I get it.
They had nice dicks.
But what was kind of cool with was watching the... I think the women there feel... in the 20 minutes we were there, watching people go from like... being fully dressed, and you could tell it's like maybe their first time there, they're tourists or they're whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And just seeing like a girl, we watched a girl, I guess, who came to the show because she came up to us. So I just had, it's hilarious.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. That's just who the hell is that guy? But it's, that was the dude.
The funniest thing was people coming asking me to take pictures in the place, and every time I'd go, sure, and we'd take a picture, and security would run over to them, be like, you can't have cameras here.
Is that the owner?
Maybe.
Look how happy this guy is to be naked next to this chick. I would love that freedom, dude. I'm just not.
Oh, there was definitely older guys with like hot girlfriends or wives, and they would just sit there fully clothed while their girlfriend would like dance around with their tits out. That
girls were like pulling their tits out a little bit, and they were kind of there was one chick who was in a complete slut. She was hot as fuck, dude. She was like tall,
sure,
and she had her tits out, and she was grinding on some old dude. It was fucking great, dude.
But there was a couple of girls you could see there. They were kind of like, all right, let's give it a shot. That was kind of cool to see that. But again. In 20 minutes, we were all like, we get it. Yeah. And we split.
Wasn't that interesting? We got horned up and sort of sucked each other's dicks.
Yeah.
We had to go finish
I had to get out of there. I had to get over there and, you know, and bust a steam pipe with my friend Lewis.
Bust a steam pipe, guys. Write it down.
Male 69?
Yeah. Steam pipe.
The male 69, the busted steam pipe.
But cool times out there. All right, so Dave's president.
Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys.
Oh, I'm the Rock Auto werewolf.
Oh no! Werewolf! Wait a second. When you're a man, is there any chance that you work on your own car?
I do.
Okay, well then, hang on. I know I look delicious right now, and instinctually you want to tear me to bits. But let me tell you about rockauto.com. It's an online store with every auto part at the best prices.
Every auto part!
At the best prices! This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts, werewolf. RockAuto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices with no silver necessary. Oh, you're humping my leg. Oh, that's good. Good, Rock Auto werewolf.
Rock Auto's making me so horny.
Yeah, okay.
These prices are fucking, okay. They really make me horny.
Okay, hang on. Down. I got a little more stuff to say.
It's don't condescend me. Don't talk to me like I'm your fucking dog.
Whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop worker, or just a werewolf who in between turns likes to fucking work on his old Chevy. Same prices for everybody.
The prices are so good, even in the middle of a werewolf breakout, I gotta go shop there.
Now listen, don't be mad, werewolf, but I promise you there's no promo code. The price is that good. I'm not holding out on you.
Hey, man, we're probably never gonna do this bit again.
No, don't say that. How can we end this bit if I not? What's that over there? Stake through the heart doesn't kill over.
Oh, what? Get off with your wooden stick.
Silver bullet. I just shot. Pow. Pow, pow, pow. Silver bullet.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, sorry.
You fucking cocksucker.
Oh, my God.
Where'd you get a gun? The guests tonight?
Oh, now he's just naked. Now he's just a naked guy in the streets.
Why would you shoot me? I'm human.
RockAuto.com, everybody. The best prices for auto parts. Delivered right to your door, everybody. Make sure you tell RockAuto.com that you heard about him on Legion of Skanks. RockAuto.com.
Oh.
Let's get back. He lives. He lives. To be continued.
What else is going on here? Oh, can we talk about this book? This is really funny, dude. We have to bring this up. Oh, and then we also we're playing the Guess the Gibberish game as well with all these guests. That'll be a fun group to play it with. So, but let's pull up this. There's an elementary school in Washington, D.C. that gave four-year-olds an anti-racism book, asking them to identify racist family members.
Yo, what the fuck?
It's a fist book. What is a fist book? I thought that was a typo.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
I guess it's small to take a grip.
Wait, it's a anti-racism fist book?
Oh, like the, oh.
Let me see.
Fist book?
Like this fist?
That fist.
Like a black. Yeah, yeah. That's me on there.
Got you, got you.
Fight Club.
That's my book.
He's got the good hair. He's got that good curly hair.
Anti-racism Fight Club?
Wow. Let's see.
This looks.
We have the whole thing. So this is to identify racist family members.
This looks great.
Let's see if Big J is racist.
What's the guy's name?
Wow. Dougie Richards.
Dougie? Oh, Doyen. Yeah. That's weirder than Dougie somehow.
Doyen.
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 We know where this
Doyen.
Is coming from.
Yeah. His name
this guy clearly
effect.
Got bullied.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got bullied.
What kind of name is fucking Doyen?
He was named after a water great, drop in a sink.
Jay. That's great.
He was named after a water drop. Like, doink.
His brother's doink. Name is Boing.
What do we name this motherfucker?
Doink.
Well, when you saw something amazing happen.
Doink. If you're reading
doink.
This, it means that you're successfully. Doink. Hold on, let's see. If you're reading this, it means that you successfully completed your anti-racism Fight Club initiation.
Fight Club.
What? Bobby.
What?
Bobby.
Fuck?
Bobby. Did you have to go to a Fight Club initiation to get this handbook?
Wow. Anti-racism.
Bobby's like, I went to hell and back to get this thing. Doyen's jitsu is strong.
Congratulations. However, your work is just beginning. This fist book will be a helpful tool as you travel down the road of becoming anti-racist. Let's go. By the way, not a bad message. Well, I'm anti-racist. I'm not into racists. I'm into racist jokes. Mm. They're hilarious.
Oh, we know.
You can't vote for racist jokes.
All right, so prejudice is a belief that you have about someone or something without getting to know that specific person or thing. All of us are prejudiced, and sometimes it's a good thing, and sometimes it's not. Okay, this guy's pretty. Okay. He's reasonable so far.
All right.
Okay.
For example, if your mom told you that you were going to have Brussels sprouts for dinner, you may react by saying, "Ew, gross." That just means you're going to be prejudiced against Brussels sprouts and believe they will taste bad even before you're trying your mom's version.
Oh, this is someone really trying to pull it back, huh?
Yeah, maybe your dad told you that you could go to an amusement
park.
Maybe
you're racist against cauliflower.
Yeah.
But it's an okay thing. You don't have to like cauliflower.
Maybe you have a problem with eggplants.
They've been moving into your neighborhood, driving up the rental value. Maybe cauliflower put a Starbucks where your parents' starter jacket store used to be.
Bye-bye. You're excited because you are prejudiced in believing that amusement parks are fun. That's a prejudice. That's not the definition of prejudice, is it?
I mean, by the technical definition of the word, yes.
In the terms of people's same rules apply, you may be
prejudged.
You may be prejudiced against the two photos below, believing one man is scary while the other one is silly, and it has nothing to do with the color of their skin. That's me in both photos, by the way. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Is that the guy from...
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah. Is that the guy from Yo Gabba Gabba?
Is that what that is?
Yeah. No way, dude.
Yo.
This guy rules, dude.
Yo, rock.
Dude, I saw him live.
Listen, I saw him live, too. We cannot trash this guy. Yeah. My son loved Yo Gabba Gabba. It's a part of my bonding relationship with my son.
Oh, wow.
Dude.
That guy is from Yo Gabba. Wow.
That guy's from Yo Gabba Gabba.
That's hilarious. I had questions about
that. Dude,
he
has such range.
Yeah. There's a party in my tummy.
Yo. What?
That's what they said in jail.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Let's see. What is he? All right. Okay, Jay, you start reading now.
Why? Because it's
my head's hurting.
Is that Dylan?
Yeah. It really is.
Racial prejudice.
It's Dylan and Derek.
Dylan and Derek.
Racial prejudice is so similar, except for your belief about someone is based solely on skin color.
All right, so are we supposed to say which ones of these are true and not true? Black people are dangerous. Some are. This is the truth. Is it all? No.
By the way, I like that it is saying that black people are good at sports is a good one, but it is still kind of funny. I mean, it's rooted in not a good one.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You know what I mean? It's like, I get what they're saying. It's like, they're good at sports. They're bred that way.
Yeah.
Yo, white people are good leaders.
Yeah, I saw that.
No, that's hilarious.
This is just training.
Leader's another name for Massa.
Yeah. Yeah.
I fucking hate all this shit. Says, he goes, white
Dylan wrote this shit.
Yeah.
Dylan, what the fuck, bro?
Anyway.
The two true ones are so hilariously not that great.
I hate all of this. White
people are good leaders, so listen up, black people.
Yeah. Black people can't afford...
You're good at sports.
Black people can't afford to live in our neighborhood.
The bad ones are black people are dangerous. Black people can't afford to live in our neighborhood. Black people are not very smart.
Ooh, white people can't dance.
Wow. White people so dance. Less offensive.
No.
Dude, the white ones are so less hurtful.
Oh, no.
White people ruin everything.
White people are mean.
White people are mean.
That's it?
Black people rape your daughter, but they're good at sports.
Wow.
That's insane. Doyen, come on.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
The difference is that white people are a part of society that benefits them in almost every instance. For example, on average, white people have more money, better health care, better schools, and better neighborhoods than black, indigenous, and people of color.
Was this written by a Legion of Skanks fan?
That's what it sounds like.
It sounds racist against black people.
Doyen sounds like he chose a side.
Yeah.
Doyen's got a real view. So if a black person says something mean to a white person, he has no power over him. It's as if white people walk around with an invisible force field because they hold all of the power in America.
Hell yeah, dude. Good job, white people. Good job, whites.
White people are the top of the food chain.
This book is inflammatory for sure.
Let's see. White privilege is a term you may have heard before, and it can be confusing. Think of it this way. Imagine a white person raced against a black person.
Why is the black guy chained?
Because he would still win, by the way.
That's the...
chained. And a black dude wrote this.
In a black. Yeah.
What is this, the second race in Rocky III? The only time this has ever happened? And I still think Apollo let him win because he wanted him to feel good for the fight?
Yo, look at how happy the white guy is. Yeah. He's like,
look at Dylan. Dylan's fucking...
He's like, you'll never catch me.
Yeah.
The white person would be able to run at his normal speed, while the black person would have a 100-pound weight attached. It was like, chances are the white person would win the race almost every time, but not every time.
Bisexual people of color have obstacles to overcome in daily life.
No, I disagree.
BIPOC. What's bisexual people of color.
No. Black indigenous person.
No. Oh, easy. Derek's right there. He, come the fuck down, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry the sexuality of this person of color bothers you so much.
You know, you can't say the I word.
So they're bisexual.
What's wrong with you?
Person of color can't be bisexual. Where are we? Is this even America anymore? On Memorial Day, no less.
Relax.
Having white privilege does not make you a bad person. Okay. Having white privilege does not mean that your life is easy. Okay. Having white privilege does not mean you don't have to work. What does it mean then?
Yeah.
Does not mean you should feel guilty or sad. So why do we even use the term if none of this shit matters, motherfucker?
Here it comes. Listen to paragraph.
What is it? Oh, we don't even care. You don't want to skip this
white
paragraph.
Privilege, white
read
privilege
it to us, Dave. Dave, read
white
it.
White privilege is something you were born with, and it simply means that your life is not more difficult due to the color of your skin.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Being white rules. Being white rules. Being white rules. You guys can chant it. I know it's ironic because I'm Puerto Rican, but you guys, it'll be funny too.
It's so silly. Louis, if you aren't honorary white, who is?
What is? I don't like black people, says Dylan.
I don't like black people.
That's overt racism. Okay,
there can be people who try to ignore or deflect racial conversations to avoid feeling uncomfortable. Why does everything have to be about race? Can we talk? Is that horrible? Is that horrible
racism
to say that? Yeah. So
Jay says that all the time.
Subtle
You're
racism.
A subtle racist, you racist.
Subtle. Yeah. Damn.
We're
dude.
Identifying a racist at the table
Can
right
we talk
now?
About something else before I say how I feel? Guys, it always has to be about race. Why don't we talk about something else? Because I only got a couple more of these deflections in me before I just let loose. Oh, let's talk about my old Asian landlords. I got some ideas.
That's great.
Black students are half as likely to be placed in advanced placement courses as their white counterparts. Seems like a them problem. Blacks make up 33% of America's prison population.
That's not that bad.
Even though
the rest are half black.
13% of the nation. Why do they say that? I'm like, black people stop committing crimes. Can I say this as a Puerto Rican? What am I missing here?
Dude, you could totally say it. Lewis's thoughts do not reflect the thoughts of everyone. Yeah. Dude, let it rip, bro.
Why is that?
Let him know. You're free to say what you want to say.
Sure. How is that a representation?
Stop thinking about it. Just let the words happen, dude.
Yeah, man. It's like jazz.
What
Lewis?
You want to say, Lewis?
Jazz, Lewis?
Let it rip, motherfucker.
Jazz.
Let it come to him. Here, give him a beat. Some little Latin. A little Latin.
Poor Puerto Ricans. I bet you that Puerto Ricans are also in prison more. And what I said to my fellow Puerto Ricans is we should stop committing crimes is more.
Right.
Isn't it a representation of how much crime is being committed? Not
say it in Spanish.
Ay, 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 muchacho.
Ay, ay, ay.
Por favor.
No
tempo.
More.
Tempo.
Tempo.
Tempo. Tempo. Yeah.
Give me your dinero.
Go ahead. Are you checking out Puerto Rican statistics now? I guarantee we're in prison more than white people. That's okay. I know what we need to do. We need to be better.
It's just a tiny little island.
We need to be better than the white people. That's
so
okay.
So much crime from that tiny little tiny
Why
little
are we
island.
Inspiring ourselves to be better than these white people and not looking just going like, oh, dude, look at us. We're fucking victims. We're not. I'm not in jail because I decided to not commit the crimes and not get caught for the ones that I did commit.
Wait, that's when did this become right, about you, Lewis? Shit, what happened?
Yeah, really? Are you okay?
Well, these guys were in prison.
I did done. What's going on, buddy?
These guys were in jail and they weren't that uptight about that. Why is society always going to look at me like I'm just that thing I was? Like I can't get out of it.
He's
no one here
boys
understands.
Boys in the hood meltdown. They're always fucking with me.
Nobody here understands having a scarlet letter on your chest and having a hard time moving forward in life.
Derek has to go commit a crime.
Derek left.
Yeah. He had to go commit a crime. Like, I gotta keep the statistics.
Dude, that's Derek. He's cool. He's good at sports.
Dealing with a racist family member.
I could say that. I'm a good leader.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult to deal with racist. It's very difficult to deal with the adults who say racist things around you. However, you have the right to be treated with respect and not engage in conversation that makes you uncomfortable. Here's a few tips that help.
Wait a second.
Oh, let's get these tips.
But they want them to tell on their parents.
It's coming, I think.
Absolutely.
No way. They want you to tell them their parents?
Oh, you can't feel that coming?
Oh, dude, I'll fucking...
I feel that coming. Dude,
yeah. I've never hit James, but the first time I'll hit him, when he snitches get stitches, and that is the law in my house.
I mean, what... At the end of the day, what's worse, being a racist or being a snitch?
I think being a snitch. I think being a snitch.
I think being a snitch.
You'd rather be a snitch or
an active snitch or an active racist?
I'd rather be a racist.
You believe in what you believe, at least.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Because being an active...
At least you know where a racist stands.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find any argument here on that.
Yeah.
Is there... There's got to be like a level of... Like, it's funny that Tekashi 69 kid. Yeah. There's got to be a level of snitching, though, where it's kind of like, I mean, his argument against that thing, he was like, yeah, they robbed me at gunpoint, stole all my shit,
fucked
and
my girlfriend.
Fucked my girlfriend. Yeah. He's like, so I'm not protecting them in court. I'm like, fuck that. Like, what? Yeah, sure.
Well, those guys are bozos.
Like, there's got to be some level of, like, where it's like, not snitching. I get, like, if you and your
friend.
That's
not snitching.
If you and your friend are doing something and only you get caught, not turning that person in makes total sense to me.
If you rob me.
Right.
And I call the cops.
Right.
That's not me snitching.
No. Somewhere in the world that is called snitching.
That's not snitching. If you rob somebody and I know you robbed them and then I snitch on you, that's snitching. Right. Calling the cops on somebody for fucking your girlfriend and raping your girlfriend and robbing you is just calling the cops. That's not...
You're just a citizen.
No, that's not what happened. Yeah. He didn't call the cops on them. He didn't call the cops on them when they got brought up on charges with him.
He spoke on that.
Like, he turned on them.
That's why he turned.
But why? But he's like, they fucked my girl. Yeah. And,
the feds are the one who showed
and
him
and
that.
I mean, there's a
like,
video.
Oh, you want to protect these dudes?
There's that video of him getting robbed at gunpoint. It's so funny when you see, like, when a rapper's a rap, like an art. He's an artist. He's like an artsy
rapper. Yeah, he's an artist.
Oh, so you see somebody like that when, like, a real gun gets put in his face, he's like, whoa, hey. That video is pretty wild.
Yeah, all right, let's go. Let's fast forward a little bit in this book. I want to keep it going, but you know.
Let's get to the juice.
Older than you, they can be wrong.
Sometimes playing dumb will make them realize how awful their statement was to begin with. I don't understand. What do you mean when you said rioters are like savages?
He's trying to break white families apart. That's what Doyen is trying to do.
Go back. Hold on. I want to see what this says. I got to understand this for a second. These are a few tips how to deal with racism from loved ones in person. Even though they love you and they're older than you, they can be wrong. Just because someone's older than you doesn't mean that they're right all the time. You have the right to question someone who might say something offensive. Oh, here we go. My son's going to read this. Like, Dad, oftentimes racists will use blanket statements to describe BIPOC. For example, all of the people.
Bisexual people of color.
It's not bisexual, dude.
Tupac, guys. Tupac.
That is Tupac.
Oh, my. Technically, it means Tupac.
Yeah. Tupac.
Holy shit, dude. That's where he's been this whole time.
Oh, no. Really? Will Smith is BIPOC.
Damn, dude. This is our fucking Da Vinci Code.
If we just read this about Tupac, it makes a lot more sense.
Do you think there's a treasure at the end of this book?
Pull it back down.
Absolutely.
Oftentimes, racists will use blanket statements to describe Tupac. For example, all the people who support the Black Lives Matter movement are bad people. That's simply not true and should be called out. Wait, you think all of them are bad? Have you met all of them? How can you say that? It's like, I don't need to meet all of them.
Challenge your 85-year-old father who fought in Korea. What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
You want me to say it outright, sweetheart? I'll say it outright. Sit down with your colored friend here. I'm going to say it to him like I said it to you. I tolerate him in this house.
So where is this being distributed?
In
Washington, D.C. to four-year-olds.
To four-year-olds.
To four-year-olds?
Yeah, but in fairness, those four-year-olds already have gold teeth.
Yeah.
No, I think this is to white people, though. This isn't for black people.
Those are the ones he's talking about.
I was just trying to get
white people with gold teeth are crazy.
They are crazy.
In Florida.
They exist.
Yeah.
Ask them, what do you mean by that? Oh, shit. If James starts asking me, what do you mean by that? I'm like, what do you mean? What do I mean by that? You get it?
Yeah. Want me to spell
you know what I mean?
I can't gaslight a kid.
Leave and tell.
Sometimes playing dumb will make them realize how awful their statement was to begin with. I don't understand. What did you mean by that when you said the rioters are like savages?
I mean, like, Ooga Booga Island people.
I need this book.
With fucking... Wow.
I mean, are they taking quotes? Are they taking quotes from Part of the Problem? That's your future president.
What do you mean he was justified to
shoot him? This is Dave Smith literature?
The rioters are like savages.
Leave and tell a parent. Okay, well, what if your parents weren't saying this? If possible, leave immediately and tell a parent about the uncomfortable conversation. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Snitch. By the way, snitch right away. Yeah. Tell on them.
All right. Let's see. Knowledge check. Parents work with your kids to answer these questions. Who in your family has racist beliefs?
Whoa, oh, what?
Wow.
Do you think you change their ways?
Yo, this is bad.
What is your
that
strategy
looks like a
for dealing
statement.
With them?
That's yeah.
Yeah. Really it does. It looks just like
that's
it.
That's a police statement.
See, did they yeah. ask for a signature at the bottom?
But look at the little, picture up top. He's still like, hey, but it's
oh
me, Yo
God,
Gabba
dude.
Gabba.
Could you imagine talking to a four-year-old about that? Be like, all right.
Wow. I really, that's wild. I want to give this to my niece and James and have him fill it out and bring it in next week.
Oh, he's going to write right there. He's going to write, Dad. And then he's going to have to turn the paper over.
Give it to Navi. Give it to
he's
your
He's going to have
daughter.
To put an arrow on the bottom and say, other side.
But this is making everyone snitching, though.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Everyone
Absolutely.
To be comfortable
this
with that.
This is creating a snitch culture.
Yeah. If I saw that, my daughter brought that home, I would write every racial slur on it and send it back to school. Here you go. Wow.
My father said the following.
Yeah.
58 slurs.
You looking for them? You found them.
He's like,
all the R's on the N-word are backward.
Jeff, we can write the N-word, the R's backwards. That's great. That's great, Gio. Fuck, dude. That was really funny. We said that. Jay told me that he failed his driving test. Because he made a K turn the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I said, he made 3 K turns in a row.
And then I winked at the guy. Right? KKK, dude. Easy pass. He's like, pull this thing over. You don't back up first on a K turn.
God, pull it back up. This is great.
Hey, everybody, this is for fans of ours over the age of 21. Let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at Legion of Skanks. And that, of course, is a new vape pen from MePod, everyone. MIPOD.com. Now, as a warning, these products do contain nicotine. And if you're awesome, that's going to be addictive.
Yeah.
It's a good nerd tester for yourself.
Yeah, look, everyone at Gas Digital has been using the MePods. Right now, Alex, I'm looking at her. She's sucking on a MePod right now. It's making everyone in the room horny. Everyone wants to come. And that's the message that MePod wants
Young
to send
Dylan
you.
Never smoked in his life. He's sucking 3 of these down a day.
Let's fucking go, dude.
That's how
they
good it is.
They got a great feel. They have great flavors. They even have 420 options.
Dude, did I ever tell you that it feels like you're holding like a soft chode in your hand?
No, stop it, dude. That's going to make people not want to buy it. It makes you feel like you're
not want to buy it. I've never more. That's a stress ball for me, dude. I'm sorry.
It makes you feel like you're holding a miniature gun directly in your mouth.
No, like a little halfy.
A little half-harpene?
Yeah, a little halfy.
Look, the MePod 2.0 is the best refillable vape on the market today. Vapers can refill it with any vape juice flavor that they prefer. It is a long-lasting battery and a small, sleek design. They have a wide variety of
disposables,
everything.
Disposables, dude. They also have the disposables you can just chuck over your shoulder and let God sort it out.
Like a hold on. Throw it over your shoulder like a continental
like
soldier.
Like a continental soldier.
Hold on, edit. Say that again.
Oh, you can just throw it over your shoulder when
like
you're done.
Like a continental soldier?
Do your balls hang low? Do your balls hang low? Do they wobble to and fro?
Do you beat your feet? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your balls hang low?
MePod also has a wide variety of vaping options for 420 consumers and the fastest shipping available, with most orders shipping out the same day. So if you're a vapor or smoker, you're going to love MePod. Support the sponsor that supports Legion of Skanks. Go to MePod, MIPOD.com. Use the promo code SKANKS. You're going to get 15% off your order. Once again, that's MePod.com, promo code SKANKS for 15% off. All right, let's get back into it.
I am black as shit, by the way. Look how dark I am, dude. I got so fucking dark in Florida.
How dare you say that, though. how to fight back. I'm not talking about a fist fight, but you can't sit on the sidelines if you want to be anti-racist. Here are some things you can do right now. What is it? Allies. One, you can amplify voices of color. When bisexual people of color share their experiences with you.
Dude, stop. Tupac.
Use your voice to repeat.
When Tupac shares their experience
with you. When Tupac shares their experience with you. Yeah. And by the way, I know Tupac's one person, but he's ascended. We are all Tupac. When your fellow Tupac shares their experiences with you, use your voice to repeat what they are going through. Dear mama, with your own community.
You know you was a black queen, mama.
Make sure their stories are heard far and wide. Holler if you hear me.
Hey, hey.
Yo.
L, listen to voices of color. Sit back and listen to Tupac's and then ask questions. Remember, this isn't a time to share your own experiences.
Oh, well, that's what I did. That's what I did during that whole middle bit. I should have been listening to your experiences. I'm sorry, Dave.
But now when you're supposed to be listening, immediately after that, lead. Don't follow the crowd.
How am I going to fucking listen and lead? What type of leader listens? Leaders lead and don't listen. They shut people down.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, black guy. I'll tell you how to get us. Let me use my white brain to get us out of this.
This is let the black guy lead. We're going to get lost or end up in jail for sure. Come on now.
Yeah, this isn't sports.
Jesus.
They're great in sports. That's the good thing.
This isn't sports. It really follows the train of thought of this book, though. Like, it really does.
The white guy's the leader. The black guy's good at sports. Always remember that as you read this book.
This is hard for some kids because everyone likes to feel accepted, but you should never follow a crowd that chooses to bully bisexual people of color. Being a leader isn't easy, but it's the right thing to do. Remember, everyone deserves to be treated with love and respect. If your friends aren't following those rules, then you need to find better people to hang out with.
Dave, were white people ever bullying you, or did you just fucking just beat them up? I never let white people. I mean, I guess when I was really young, white people
bullied
me.
I never lived in a situation where a black kid was being bullied by white kids for being. I personally never lived in that situation. I know it exists.
Yeah.
But I've been everywhere where it was like, oh no. Those five black kids are gonna fuck with me right now. I really lived in West Philadelphia.
Yeah,
no,
like, every now and again,
it existed in the 40s.
But when I was growing up, every now and again, you came across some white kids that basically they earned it. Like they earned the right to be disrespectful.
From fights.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like, oh, okay,
some white trash kids.
Yeah.
But
so I had a respect for it. You know what I mean? I knew it existed. And I knew some people that's ready
I just
to go
don't
for
see
it.
Like the bullying. Like, who are we talking to? What little 4-year-old white kids are bullying all these little black kids? Is it happening?
Somewhere it is, for sure.
Well, maybe at that age it probably happens more. But as soon as they get older.
Especially if you have like.
Nah, dude, college and shit like that. And I still see a lot of like weird.
But if you have
black dudes that are like the only dude with like 4 white guys. And it is pretty weird.
Oh, that is.
It is pretty weird to watch them poke around at him and shit like that.
Yeah, they watch
dude, the one, but I remember
like
my,
the IT. He doesn't even
realize.
Like
he doesn't
that.
Realize his powers.
Yeah. When I moved to South Jersey, it was hilarious. There was like a black kid, our neighbor. I mean, good friend of mine, named Dave Bruce. But he was like, it was funny. Like he was like the black guy in the group for so you know, especially when I went and started doing like comedy. Like and those guys all hung out. He was just like, they looked at him so much. He rapped. He was good, but he made every white guy in our group of friends think they could also. It was fucking hilarious watching all of them start lyric. And then he told them that they were in a gang.
It was like a reverse.
He told them they were in a gang. He goes, "We're a gang," and they're called. And what's so funny was I had already started doing comedy, so I was kind of gone. But I'd bump in. You know, I'd see them at night when I'd come home. I'd go to the diner or something and like see them all there. And they had a thing called a. My buddy put on the back of his car a big thing 2M. And I was like, what is that? And he was like, it's just a cool logo. It doesn't, whatever. Like, they didn't want to tell me because they saw me getting, like, you know what I mean? They know it's silly, so they want to tell somebody else they're a gang of these white kids who live in townhouses. Like on a golf course.
Malibu Mafia?
He goes, second mafia. But what was great was our black friend believed in it so much that when I wasn't around, they were way in.
Yeah.
Did they have, like, bandanas and, like, handshakes?
Oh, wait, this is the one that kills me.
Go. Come on, fag. Jay.
Yeah, bases up.
Good. A little bit.
Baby puffs.
Little bit.
Debra. All right, let's do real quick. Let's do.
I'm better on doing one, just knocking everything off the table.
Spiritus Sanctus, Father Dimi.
For some reason, you're only like smashing the black baby.
How does this book end? How does it wrap up here? Show me.
Yeah. I think the snitch part.
A few words from Doyen.
Hell yeah.
Dave Temple, you want to read it?
I'm so happy that you signed.
In your best Doyen impression, please.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he's Yo Gabba Gabba. He's a silly black guy. He just dances and he hangs
out
with.
Wait,
Doyen?
Wait, this is the guy who's from Yo Gabba Gabba?
I thought it was just No, it was just a picture of the guy from Yo Gabba Gabba.
No, I think it was that guy.
Yeah, that's the guy.
I think
that's Doyen, dude.
No, Doyen was the guy with his arms folded, right?
Yeah.
He's both of them.
He said he's in both pictures. He's showing the
go back up.
But I think he's showing
look
the
up, look, look up the guy from Yo Gabba Gabba.
That's not Doyen?
So this
that's
is the
Doyen.
Guy from Yo Gabba
no,
Gabba?
No, that's not him. So. It's not him.
Listen, dude, it might be him because he did a TEDx talk, so that might be what he's known from.
Can you type in Doyen Richard Yo Gabba Gabba? If he's him, I'm going to fucking pull my dick out like it's an airplane bathroom.
Why, Louis?
I'm just going to get horny for being right.
Why is that the celebration?
When I'm right, I get horny, dude. I get horned up.
Why is that always a celebration?
No, dude. I got to just release. releasing the air. Is Dorian Richards on Yo Gabba Gabba? No? Fuck.
Or is Jay just confusing like black guys?
He was just dressed like
God that. Damn it. No, he just was dressed like that to show the difference in between dressed like with a hoodie or he could dress like in bright, goofy colors.
He was in the Yo Gabba Gabba costume, though.
Yes. Right.
That's what it was.
All right. James is safe.
So he's saying wear that Yo Gabba Gabba outfit and you won't experience racism. Is that...
Well, you'll be accepted. Let's see what he says there. All right. I'm so happy that you signed your kiddos up for the Anti-Racism Fight Club. As is the case with any muscle, they need to keep exercising it to ensure it stays strong. With that in mind, I have some parent resources. First off, it's ARFP Course Road.
The ARFC?
Yeah. Oh, Anti-Racism Fight Club. Yeah. We didn't catch on to that. We're hot. ARFC. This is for adults.
Home of the bisexual people of color.
The first rule of Anti-Racism Fight Club is you won't shut the fuck up about Anti-Racism Fight Club.
You can't wait to tell somebody you're in anti-fascism, right?
Arf.
First rule.
The first rule.
Tell everybody.
In the middle of your fight, if someone walks by, stop and go, this is the anti, we're anti-racist.
We're letting people know that white people are leaders.
Yeah.
If someone called themselves to me and they go, I'm an anti-racist, I go, what have you done?
Yeah.
I'll go, what are you repenting for? Did you drag somebody from a truck? That like, what is it? Here. Anti-racist? Well, you're spending your time with that?
You're pretty far from home, ain't you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, parents should be able to take this course as soon as possible in the adult Facebook. Has even more resources and tips to help children on their anti-racism journey. Phase 2, throat punch racism in schools.
Or
curb stomp racism in the workplace.
Those are hilarious names.
Curb stomping racism in the workplace.
Put racism in an arm bar.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yo, Gabba, Gabba. Yeah.
We'll be in classroom American History X.
Yeah, you can take both courses. But only one is required to move to phase 3.
What the fuck?
That means they don't matter.
Holy shit.
Take my new course, Lynching Bigotry. Burn your cross of love in everyone's hearts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
All right, phase 3.
Choking
out systemic racism.
Holy shit.
This will be available in September.
We can't choke it out until then?
Not until then. Nah.
Let it get confident for a little while. It's going to let its guard down. Then we choke it out September.
I didn't even notice. I wasn't reading the notes, but he was phasing the releases. August, and then you guys will be ready in September for phase 3.
By the way, it's already happened. Has racism been choked out?
The terminology being used is very, very it's scary.
How does it? The scary part is, whatever it exists, that doesn't blow my mind.
Yeah.
It was given out in D.C. school system. Mm. This should be a joke. This should be in Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah, 100%. It should be a stocking stuffer for Christmas.
Yeah. To laugh, to a buddy and go, dude, how funny is this shit? Like, it's so...
I wonder if James would identify any racist family members. I really don't think so. I don't think so. He's never seen anyone be racist, I don't think.
By the way, you're saying like that. You're saying he would have anything to report. You're going like, I don't think he would be a snitch like that.
I think he'll tell on me.
What his great aunt says, she means, and it's okay. She's from a different time.
Well, I don't think she says anything in front of him. I think even she knows to not say anything in front of him.
Oh, it's hilarious. I was just kidding. Does she rip and roar sometimes? Does your auntie fucking go for the goods?
Yeah, she's 85.
Is she from the white side of the family?
Yeah.
Oh, so does she give you a bunch of Puerto Rican shit?
Her mother was the one who used to call...
Are you going
to
take my Social Security like your father probably would?
Her mother was the one who used to call me the N-word at like the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Oh.
Nice. Oh, at anyone in general or just
no,
out?
No, to me. She'd
to
call,
you?
She'd say
say Ma in front of it?
Yeah, she said, because all the kids in my neighborhood were calling me the N-word. And then she was like, it's not his fault.
It would have been funny, though, if you actually said the N-word for the first time tonight right there, and Derek sat down and stood back up and walked
out. That would have been the way the episode would have gone.
That's crazy.
I almost wanted to save my friend. I was making sure he was good. You good in here?
I'm good, but that's crazy that you've been called like the N-word so much in your life and still kind of identify as white.
I don't identify as white. I don't identify as a race. That's not.
He desperately.
You are an ambiguous looking motherfucker in certain lights.
I could be. Yeah. Well, no.
You're a person of tomorrow.
I don't let my.
The beige people are here. The beige people are here.
I don't. You're Hispanic. For sure.
I'm. Yeah. I mean, I identify as Hispanic for sure, and I present as Hispanic, but I don't like.
Your name is Gomez.
I don't let like my race like I'm not identified
Lewis.
By my race. I'm identified by like the things I do, you know. So like it's not that's not.
So those are being a Puerto Rican. Realize that I've gone to Klan rallies. My actions speak louder than my words.
I went to the Puerto Rico Day Parade, and I was there on January 6th.
Because I like to rape and pillage.
Manifest destiny.
Manifest destiny.
More focus on the raping. More focus on
rattlesnake.
The manifest.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, my God. Every angle. There's so many people here. all right, real quick. Let's do plugs real quick. We got a couple more fun things, but let's do. I'm glad Derek's back. Do plugs real quick. What do you got going on?
No need for apologies. The podcast, me and Dave Temple.
Yeah, man.
Make sure you subscribe and like. That's
on
all.
YouTube,
no need for apologies.
On the, iTunes and stuff like that. And I'm taping my album June 12th over at the Brooklyn Comedy Club. So make sure you get those tickets available at Dave Temple.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
Comedy.com. Yeah.
Plug the Sunday show.
Black Ass Comedy
Black
Club.
Black Ass Comedy Show every
Black
Sunday.
Black Ass Comedy Show every Sunday at Brooklyn Comedy
Fun show.
Club.
Yeah. Fun show.
And there's also a live stream available. So if you can't come to Brooklyn, the pay-per-view event section, GasDigitalNetwork.com/events for $5. You're right there in the room.
There you go. Yeah. Black Ass Comedy Show. No need for apologies.
Very cool. Gentlemen.
Follow 23and1 Comedy, 23and1 Comedy. Come to our show at the Stand June 21st.
Yeah, and follow the podcast on the gate, and follow us on Instagram.
Derek Drescher.
GeoPrez86.
Yeah, these guys are great, man. I've done their show here at the Stand before, too. It's a great show.
We've had this whole table on the show.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff coming up, guys. This weekend I'll be in Texas, Fort Worth, and Dallas at the Hyenas Comedy Clubs. Jimmy Kilstein coming out as a special guest on those shows, which will be a lot of fun. Next weekend I'll be Ontario Improv, Ontario, California. I'll be in San Diego at the American Comedy Company, and then I'm at the Comedy Store doing the goddamn Comedy Jam on the 12th. More stuff coming up. Oh, shit. The EMAS Theater in EMAS, Pennsylvania. I'll be in Albany, New York. I'm going to be at Soul Joel's next month. A bunch of stuff coming up in June. And then in July, me and Aaron Berg kick off the Offend Everyone tour at the Creek and Cave in Austin, Texas. It's going to be a fucking blast. You come out and see those shows. We're bringing our whole families down there to hang out for the weekend to celebrate the 4th of July. And we're kicking off the tour the right way. It's going to be insane shows. Probably going to be sold out, if I had to guess. So get those tickets early. Going to a lot of other cities, Kansas City, Missouri in July as well. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for all of those shows and more. And subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code LOS. You get instant access to all the shows here on the network. Check out my other two shows here on the network, The Real Ass Podcast and Yo MMA Rap with Dave Smith.
Oh, go.
Hell yeah.
Well done.
Yo.
Big Jake.
I'm actually curious, as you were sitting there doing your plugs, man. Derek, how you think Lewis would do at Black Ass?
I don't know. I mean, I think he'd probably do okay.
Jay, how do you think Lewis would do a black
What's
ass?
What's black ass? Dude, I
mean, black ass.
Now, how do you think he would do?
What am I doing to him?
We've all done it.
Because you know what the audience is like at Black Ass.
What's the audience like?
It's all black
It's
people.
A black ass audience. Yeah.
Black
it's like
people,
Def
black
Jam.
People love
I
my
had
comedy.
A black.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
I destroy.
Yeah, but like in the Def Jam style, air horns, all that kind of shit like that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I've never seen you in that format.
No, I would tell you right now, black people love me.
Okay, yeah.
Black people love me.
Okay, I got to get it.
Lewis on Chris Rock comedy. Look at all the fine ass black ladies up there. Okay, okay. All right, I see you, Ma.
Give Shout it up out. For the ladies.
I see you, Ma.
Shout out to my
I'm
out
for a Puerto Rican brother doing good, staying out of jail, taking care of his kids.
Yeah.
How long do you think it would take before he starts doing that?
Yeah.
14 now. Milliseconds.
So 14 milliseconds.
So
no,
no. Yo, you ever fucked a bitch like this? I'll be doing them long dicks like plow. Plug it. Plug it. Plug it. Plug it. DJ, you can do anything to this fucking song. Put that shit on one more time.
Now tell
DJ, put that shit on one more time. Yo, I don't give a fuck. I won't even pay my rent to this motherfucking song.
I want to see this. I want to see Lewis's black set. Yeah, please.
I love black people, but I hate.
Black audiences.
Yeah, that's exactly what
I take care of my kids. You're supposed to be a stupid motherfucker.
Motherfucker? What are you, a cookie? What are you, a cookie?
Lewis, let's both do the show this Sunday.
Yeah!
Hell yeah!
I'm down. Let's go this Sunday. This Sunday, what's the date?
Now, I know you guys are worried because it's probably already booked, but as the white fifth. Leader, I'll tell you. Give me the list. I'll tell you who should go.
I'll do it Sunday.
That's going to need me for plotting purposes.
If Sunday is the 4th, if we can set that up, but we got to make sure that we pre-sell the fuck out of this live stream, all right? So, yeah, Sunday the 4th?
Yeah. Yes.
The 5th.
Is the 5th? That's the 5th?
I think it's the 5th, yeah, right?
Okay, so 10 o'clock, but that's more like 10:20. You saw what time we got here.
Yeah.
All right, for people watching at home, even understand, if you go into the live stream at 10 o'clock and we not there, just wait
a
little
Puerto
bit.
Puerto Rican, you on.
Yeah.
I want to hear the Puerto Rican rattlesnake do some stand-up in the black room.
Oh, wait, let me get my plugs.
Go ahead.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. In 2 weeks, I'll be heading out on Burt Kreischer's Fully Loaded Comedy Tour, hitting a bunch of fucking cities. 8 cities, 2 weekends. Make sure you come out and check those out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mark Norman, Sal Volcano, Shane Gillis now added to some of those shows. It's going to be a fucking blast. Joey Diaz. It's a hell of a fucking lineup. So come check it out. After that, on my own, I'll be headlining again back all over the country. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Albany, New York, and 1,000 other places. Go check it out on my website for dates coming up for a city near you. And, of course, SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network and The Bonfire. 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Me and Dan Soder kicking it. And also available as a podcast. You can download it anywhere. The Bonfire, available as a podcast.
Hell yeah.
Oh, and my special, dude. We're fucking filming my special at Skankfest, dude.
Yeah.
Skankfest is going to be fun, man. Lit, doggy. All right. We have a couple more things to talk about here. You want to talk about Madonna's son real quick? Oh, by the way, I got to just say before we get into that, dude, like, all of these bug bites in my body, like this whole time, I've been in excruciating pain.
Pain?
Yeah, just pain or and itchiness. Itch. Like just, but itching is pain to me.
Wow.
Itching is pain.
I get that.
It is uncomfortable.
I get that. Like I'm like,
it's
just,
one
I feel
of
like
the greatest discomforts.
I feel like bugs are crawling out of my skin right now. Bert, wow. You remember?
Well, that's the opiates
they,
I gave you.
Well, no, they are. Yeah, they are.
That's just some chigger shit.
Yeah.
Doug, do you remember
chicken? You said chicken shit?
Chigger.
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 What?
The bugs are
chigger
called
bite.
Chiggers.
Chiggers.
Chigger, please. These, they won't stop.
So, that was such an in there.
Chigger, chigger, please.
No, that was
chigger.
Better.
I got it. Chigger.
Better.
Chigger.
No, it was Asian racism.
Is Changsta worse?
Nah, Chiggers.
No, I don't know, but I like that.
Changsta is kind of.
Is that a thing?
Chiggers are a real thing. They are Chinese guys. Chiggers in the grass.
It's a Chinese gangster, right?
Is that Asian guys who wear short, tight leather jackets?
A Changsta?
Guys, Chiggers.
It's those Asian guys that breakdance. The Jabba Walkies are Chiggers.
Yeah, they're all Chiggers.
The Jabba Walkies are Chiggers.
That sounds worse.
Jabberwockies.
That's the name of their crew.
They named themselves that.
Jabberwockies. Jabberwockies.
I'll never shit on the Jabberwockies. I'll tell you, me and Christine went to Universal Studios in L.A. in a argument about, I don't even remember what it was about, but we were in a fight. And we went with like our friends. We didn't want to like fuck the whole time over, so we went, but it was, we were not having a good time. And then one of the things available is to go watch the Jabberwockies, like a half-hour show, and we sit down. And they start, I'm telling you, in the middle of a real fight, dude. They came out to fucking, I think it was early, what's this, what was her song? Not Bodak Black. What's the song? What was Cardi B's first big song?
Bodak.
Yeah, Black. Yeah. That song came and they started dancing that, and I was like, yo.
Jay was in the middle of about to punch her. Yeah.
No, dude, I'm telling you, I was in my seat like, I think I could do it.
There you go, Jay. No, I'm saying they saved her.
Did you guys know they originally went with the black mask? But it looked too much like blackface.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. But, dude, they fucking... Dude, they brought us back.
They
were.
They were so
they
fun to watch. Fight. I was like, damn, that looks fun to do.
Yeah.
That looks like fun dancing. Ballroom dancing doesn't look fun to me. That looks fun.
Jay, you couldn't beat Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker in a basketball game. We couldn't even score a point. You're not going to start dancing professionally.
Professionally? Why does that have to be professional? Why can't I just dance for me?
That's right, Jay.
I'm sorry. You express yourself how you want, dickhead.
Yeah.
Just Jay doing
if you need me,
flips.
I'll be twirly whirl in the corner.
Just doing head twirly flips. Head
spins. Can we talk
You're
going
to feel like a dick when I'm windmilling into the show next week.
Can we talk about Madonna's son?
Here
I fucking worm from my house to here. And then what are you going to say?
Walk in and say, do 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 do.
I do the Guinness World Record for worm distance.
Can we talk about Madonna's son for a second?
We can.
Madonna's son, David Banda, who I don't, I've never even heard of Madonna's son. I know Madonna, or Michael Jackson's daughter's kind of hot, right? Paris?
Yeah, she is hot.
She's trying to kill herself a couple times. That makes her even hotter. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that crazy suicidal bitch. What's up, girl?
Fucking.
She's definitely got daddy issues, right?
I like a girl who's ready to fucking just end it.
Well, Madonna's a mess. Madonna looks like a candle.
Yeah, she looks fucked up.
That's Madonna's son? How?
Oh, how? Yeah, it's
impossible. That's her adopted son.
He was buying.
Right?
Oh, he adopted her.
Yeah, I thought that was.
The one that when she got the kid from Africa, everybody got pissed off about?
Isn't that Jermaine Fowler?
No, do you understand why they were pissed?
Yo,
that's little Uzi.
It is so funny. If that's the kid she adopted from Africa,
wait.
It is so funny that you brought a kid over here from Africa, and if his parents who sent him off to have a better life in America, and then they see their son in a dress in America, they'd rather have him in a loincloth spear hunting tiger.
If they saw this right now, they would try to cut off his clit.
Yeah, dude.
They would try to shave off his clit with a
sharp
rock.
That deserved more.
Look at that, dude.
She made him a purse dog, that, man.
My mother makes me dress like Lady Boy.
It's like Wesley Snipes in Demolition Man.
I mean, that's
crazy. He didn't wear a dress
in Demolition Man?
Snipes and Too Long Fu?
I'm sorry. I meant Chris Tucker in... Chris Tucker.
Oh, Fifth Element.
Yeah. Fifth Element.
Yeah.
Your black people fucked
up. Black people and movies fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, that is, wow. That's aggressive.
I mean, it's like he's wearing a dress, but it's an expensive dress.
He's also rocking it.
Rocking it?
He's rocking it, dude. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But
if you told me I could have that body and I have to dress like that, I'd take it. I need shit for a couple weeks, and then it was like, Jay wears fucking Adidas dresses.
Jay, that's what trends... That's what
with fingerless gloves.
Yeah, an Adidas dress.
That's what transgendered corn fans dress like.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
And what dude would be that comfortable walking with his stepmom? She did a good job.
Holding hands, too.
Adopted mom. Yeah.
Adopted mom.
Yeah.
But she took him from Africa. She took him from Africa like America.
Dude, how great is that, though, to get adopted by Madonna?
It's so great.
You're like, you become a, like, how rich is that fucking
kid?
Yeah,
when you go home and take off your dress, that's when the fun starts. There's probably so many video games.
Yeah, he probably had no idea who
Southeastern Africa, Malawi.
Is he special needs? What is that picture?
His biological.
it looks like he's trying to he's trying to eye up how to catch a frisbee with his mouth.
I assumed he was trying to catch a football. Is that racist?
I thought he was trying to catch a frisbee with his teeth. Here comes! I'm going up high. You know he could jump high too because he is black, and that means he's good at sports.
Yeah.
This is so terrible. Yeah.
But that's the book.
That's what Dwayne said.
He went. I don't know.
Go back to that paragraph for a second.
I liked him better there than in the dress.
Not that one. It's fine.
She goes, so what, bitch? I catch frisbees with my teeth.
His biological father, Johan, abandoned the newborn in a nursing home after his mother died. Later, the baby was handed over to the Home of Hope orphanage located in the district of...
Dude, jackpot.
Hold on. I got this.
Jackpot.
The
Machinji, dude.
The Machinji.
Can you fucking act like you've been to the party before?
The Machinji tribe.
We all come from there, bro.
The district of Machinji. Oh, Machinji.
He's a Machinji warrior.
Machinji catch frisbee with
teeth. I never even heard of Malawi.
Malawi.
That was the name of the country. I never even heard of that. What part of Africa
Malawi.
Is that in?
The Malawis.
That was the
This is classic Malawi behavior.
Yeah.
Oh, Malawis?
They're in the Malawi.
They're going to throw on a dress at some point.
Oh, the Malawis, they show up 20 minutes late to podcasts.
That was all right.
And they're good esports.
That wasn't bad.
That was all right.
That's Malawi right there. Oh, Malawi.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what, by the way? It's landlocked, but it's got a lake.
Yeah.
Exactly. African lake people. Dude. Oh, Christ.
Oh, dude, they're all uppity.
Jet skis and fucking drinking shitty fucking.
Scuba diving.
Coolers with fucking shitty bush light.
It's like the Ozarks of Africa.
It's Africa Ozarks.
The Prozarks.
Oh, fucking K7 playing constantly on the radio.
Come, baby.
They're playing 90s dance.
They're playing Ace of the Bass.
Oh, dude.
All right, Bobby.
Yeah.
Come on.
What Bobby, were, you know Bobby, you just did, you piece
Bobby,
of shit.
Bobby knows he wants us to
Monkey,
bring up.
Monkey Bay?
Oh, what, Bobby?
Derek Drescher. Wow. Calm the fuck down, dude.
Yo, they got a balaka.
All right, you're trying to get me to say Mangachi. Well, all right, I said it. Mangachi. Okay, man. There's the funny from that.
Yo, hold on.
Yeah. Wait, oh, dude, they have a Wawa. Chick-Wawa, but it's a Wawa nonetheless.
It's all chickens.
As long as they don't stack the meats and they fold them, I'm in.
Yo, what are the two? What are those two N ones?
I fucked a chick from Denza. Hey, Bobby, moving on to Zambia.
Yeah.
Blood Tari.
So, all right, this kid, you know, good for him. It's a better life. No offense to the Malawian people. I'm sure that. All right, what could $100,000 a year get you in Malawi?
How about this? What would wearing a dress as a man get you in Malawi?
Death.
We are going to feed you to lions.
We're going to be chopping carrots over a pot. With
but that is...
Get you boiled. Yeah.
That is wild, though, if like Madonna was an angel swooped in to save this gay baby.
Yeah. Right. What he would have had to deal with there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He goes, I would sit home crying at night like, God, I wish Madonna would come bring a fierce ass here and fucking scoop me up. I don't like jumping and dancing in a circle. I don't want to catch fish with my hands. They're all icky.
How much is a beer in Malawi?
These spears give me splinters.
How much is a beer in Malawi? Because we can go there right now, dude. Just relocate.
As long as there's beer?
You know how like Andrew
Schultz... Al Bundy?
Andrew Schultz went to Miami last winter. This winter, let's go to Malawi and broadcast...
Yeah.
It's a Malawi girl from
Malawi. Bobby, look up. Does Malawi have internet that's not powered by humans running in a wheel? Because we're going to need some bandwidth.
Yeah.
That's what Madonna's son worked at.
Because we have to bring some interns to run wheels for us.
My bug bites are screaming.
It's
just screaming. A domestic beer is 800.
Is that all?
Makalakawakas.
Well, one for the house then.
Malawi kachakas. Chwakas.
Quakas.
97 cents for a beer.
Okay,
yeah.
That's not bad. All right, how much is it to rent an apartment?
They have
there's
apartments.
Apartments there, dude.
Yeah.
See how much it is.
Huts.
It's a structure.
You're a racist, dude.
They have Airbnb for huts.
Yeah.
No room.
Just type Malawi in Airbnb.
Bring your own shampoo. Our kind will not work for you.
It's so fucked up. It's funny, though. I can't. That shit is so funny.
How much can we rent or we could build a studio? I mean, do they have internet?
We could build a studio for fucking three beers.
Is there?
Yo, we have brought electricity and Wi-Fi to our country.
Only good building to have probably is the shelter. And that's, you guys are taking over.
Dude, we're gonna dominate that lake.
Wait, what?
We're gonna make rope swings by the lake. We're gonna rule that thing.
The lake house.
Let's white trash up that lake.
Put a blob out there.
Yeah.
Salt Life stickers everywhere.
Tubing.
Tubing.
Yeah, like, a lot of tubing.
What are they doing out there?
Bug juice.
Dude, we're tubing, Majumbi.
Why do they let
Hop
their women?
Come on, dude. Live life.
Why do they let their women scream like that?
Dude, you remember the movie Airplane when he worked for was a Greenpeace and he went to Africa to teach them basketball? You remember that? He like bounces it twice and shoots and misses, and the guy they start doing globe trials. It's one of the funniest fucking things.
Yeah, they just overtake.
He runs over to his chicken. He goes, "I think they're getting the hang of it." Was it like double dunks?
Airplane.
Yeah, it's one of the funniest fucking scenes.
Yeah, movie.
That's one of the great movies.
You pull up. We have a game we play here. We did it one other time. I think it was great that time. But let's, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the return of the Legion of Skanks gibberish game.
Okay.
Got it.
All right, it's time for everybody's favorite game, Guess the Gibberish, where Bobby puts up on the screen a gibberish phrase, and we're supposed to figure out what he's trying to say exactly through the gibberish.
Mm-hmm. All right, you got to say it out loud. You got to work it out loud. Derek, go ahead. Give it a shot.
I lick dudes' dicks in in my ass. I like dudes' dicks in my ass.
No. Is that it?
You motherfuckers.
I like dudes'
dicks in my ass.
That's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dicks in my ass. Like
that's what you prefer.
Is that it?
Am I?
He said, I like dudes' dicks in my ass.
No, that's what? Not it. That's not it. I lick dudes' tick. Dings in I my
lick,
ass.
I lick. No,
it's not. I lick.
I lick dudes tick ding.
I lick.
I lick dudes tick dings in my ass.
Like, I know. I
lick dudes dicks in my ass.
Yeah, I know. It.
I click.
I like to stick things in my ass.
I like to stick things in my ass.
There you go, Dave.
Yeah, I just didn't want to be the one
to
say it.
You didn't want to say that shit.
I just didn't want to be the same.
Why are you being all homophobic, dude?
Yeah, very much.
Oh, he got it.
Things in my ass.
Why are you being all homophobic, dude? This is a very inclusive show.
I don't
Dave.
Know. I'm in a prison of my own mind.
Dave Smith isn't here. Finally, we can be inclusive and progressive and open-minded, and here you are.
I like to stick things in my ass. And what?
Wow.
All right, go ahead.
Memorial Day, everybody. This is what they fought
Gio,
for.
Gio, go ahead. Give it a shot.
Might stick a do mall brew. Do. Hold on, Mike.
Wait a minute, Gio can't read. Yeah. Fuck.
My dick.
Oh no.
What if he just kills us all right now? Because we just don't tell everybody.
My dick is too small. My dick is too small.
Now my tickets.
My dick is too small. My tickets too small. Drew Brees. Addict.
Eight. Come on.
My dick is too small. Drew Brees.
Wait a minute. My dick is too small to please a chick.
To please. My dick is too small to please a chick.
Yeah. I don't have that problem. I don't have that problem.
He was able to look at it from the outside.
Don't worry, we don't do drops on this show.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't like these drops.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Jesus Christ.
And now a word from our sponsors.
You can't bring words back.
All right. Here, I'll give it a shot. Paul is Rona Trey, none my mother. Paul is Rona Trey, none my mother.
Please. What are you, the twins from fucking Sesame Street?
Paul is Rona.
Please Rona Trey, not my mother.
Yeah. Wow.
Train on my mother.
Choice, guys. Choice. Choice.
I like it. Yeah, let's get another one. It's all right. These guys have been working very hard, guys. Shout out to clapping up for Bobby and Alex, guys. Yeah. Come on. Finally doing their jobs for once.
Job well done.
Finally. Jay?
There's sauce on my penis.
No. There's sauce in my penis. There's sauce in my penis.
There's sauce in my penis.
There's sauce on my penis. I mean, there's
dust off on my penis.
There's sauce and moppiness.
There's sauce and moppiness.
There's sauce and moppiness.
Hip hop anonymous.
Fucking that old stupid, that old wives' tale.
Giannis Papanopoulos.
There's sauce on my penis.
Let us figure it out.
Go back to the other one.
My dick's so sore free that I couldn't even figure that out.
Yeah.
Church
wasn't on my mind.
Who says saucing like that?
Awesome. Yeah, that was a good one.
People from Boston.
Oh, sorry. When you're sucking my cack, you might find some sauce down there.
You might find some sauce on my penis.
I don't think they're active, though.
Who wrote that one? Because they're fired. Just be careful.
Choose your next words carefully.
Who was it? They're fucking gone right now. They're gone. And I mean this. Whoever it is suspended from next Monday show.
They're not allowed to be in the building. That one was so terrible. This is what we're going to do to people who make mistakes from now on in this fucking show.
Lewis.
Yeah. I'm sick of it, dude.
You have sores on your penis?
Yeah, yeah.
You sure are acting like it.
We could have just moved on to the next thing, dude. You're really bringing the house
who
down.
The fuck
you
are.
You're lingering, who the fuck?
Bro.
Who? Did you guys look at my fucking folder? Did you guys go through my bag, you motherfucker? So this is funny now. I'm the asshole. Okay. Wink, wink, Bobby, you fucking asshole.
I think Ari sent that in. Yeah. I think that's an Ari joke.
Who was it?
It might have been me. I don't remember.
Bobby?
So you might not be here next Monday, Bobby.
Bobby, you're off. You're off Monday. Just
paid
so you know,
vacation.
This better one. This one better be fucking great, Bobby.
Bobby, this one's for your job.
What?
The ooze arrest.
Fed ooze arrest pawn, symbol floral dwarf.
Arrest.
Fed ooze arrest pawn, symbol floral dwarf.
That sounds like a Sean Paul lyric.
Fed ooze arrest pawn, symbol floral dwarfs.
The Jews are responsible.
Fed ooze arrest pawn, symbol floral dwarfs. Uh oh.
The Jews are responsible for all wars.
Yo!
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That flowed through you.
Wow.
Yeah.
You became that. I would have been here for 15 minutes with that.
Wow.
That was a quote from my mother.
And
she was right.
Mel Gibson's father.
Actually, when Mel Gibson said that, my mother, that's what it was. She was like, yeah, he's right. She completely agreed with him.
That guy makes a point.
That was like the last thing my mother ever said to me.
Mel Gibson was right. I'm going to go, to the great good night, mother.
All right, you want to do one more?
I can hardly get hard with men.
I can only get hard with men.
I can only get hard.
I can only get hard with men.
Yes.
I can only get hard with men.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, guys.
It's a breakthrough. You just keep repeating it till you cry.
I can only get hard with men. You guys aren't going to stop being friends, are you? Can I interest you in this fist book about hating gays?
It's almost Gay History Month, so we support you.
Look, we're gonna have a fun month next month. We have a few fun gay ideas for Gay History Month. Oh. But that's it. Let's wrap this one
up. Oh yeah. Thank you so much. No Need for Apologies podcast.
Yeah.
Dave Temple, Derek Gaines.
Thanks so much.
On the Gate Podcast. Derek Drescher, Gio Perez, thank you guys so much for being here, all of you. Thank you all for being here. We'll catch you later this week on the Zoom episode of Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.